Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Into the 1 o'clock hour. John Grayson here with you. Scott Parks, kind enough to hang out with us for the hour and do some talking with you. If you want to jump in with us, 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. So in doing my morning thang this morning, got up and was looking over all the news sources and all of that, and of course had Facebook and Twitter open, and up pops a Twitter post from none other than Scott Parks. It was something to the effect of, if they don't do something about this, the Miami Dolphins are going to see their quarterback drooling into his cereal and wondering where he is by the end of the season. You watched
pretty close
that game. It was a great post. But you watched that game. For folks who are not into football, and no, we're not going to get into sports and the nuts and bolts of games or anything like that. But there is a much larger conversation that needs to happen here about what went on last night. The Miami Dolphins were playing the Cincinnati Bengals on a short week. Miami played against Buffalo last weekend.
If you didn't have Amazon Prime, you couldn't watch the game.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in that game against the Bills, Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback for the Dolphins, took what was really a minor hit, just more of a shove, from Matt Milano, linebacker for the Bills, fell backwards, and as he did, he hit his head kind of awkwardly, the back of his head, on the turf. And got up wobbly. They called it a back injury, which, come on, pull the other one. Mm-hmm. It was not. It was a concussion. He got up, walked a few steps, and then immediately you see his legs wobble out from underneath him. And they had to pick him up and carry him, one guy on either arm, off to the sideline. Halftime ends. He's right back out playing quarterback again.
That was last Sunday.
That was Sunday. Yeah. Last night. And by the way, there had been people all the way along, analysts and concussion experts and other people like that, saying they cannot let him play. He clearly had a concussion 5 days ago. Mm-hmm. They cannot let him play. He started that game last night, took a hit that was almost identical to the one that he took, just in the way that he fell, smacked the back of his head on the turf again in Cincinnati, and did not get up.
Well, the tackle that took him out last night, I would argue, was more violent than the one that he suffered in Buffalo. But
the way that his head hit was very similar. Yeah. He hit the same portion of the back of his head.
You know it's a bad – let me backtrack that sentence. You know it's bad when the opposing player jumps up from the sack and immediately turns to the Miami sideline and starts waving them out.
Like Lawrence Taylor did when he ended Joe Theismann's career. Yeah. Yes.
And so I don't recall who performed the sack last night, but he sacked Tua, and then he jumps up immediately and waves the Miami doctors and medical personnel onto the field. He knew before he didn't even have to check with Tua to know that he was in big trouble from that sack. Why he was out on that field defies logic.
Mm-hmm.
And, so much has been, and I'm not trying to be crude nor crass, spare me the wussification of America texts, and this is not the wussification of America. I mean, there is a reason that Jim McMahon does not know where his car keys are ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw that 60 Minutes piece with Jim McMahon from the Chicago Bears. He is forever impaired by what happened to him in the 1980s being the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And for Miami to put this guy, a young quarterback.
Yeah, Tua is what, fifth year? Fourth year?
Yeah, probably about
somewhere
that.
In there?
For them to put him back onto the field 4 or 5 days after suffering a concussion, how people have not lost their jobs already today, I don't understand.
Yeah, there's a thing that happens, and I wasn't even aware of this until it happened in a football game probably 2 or 3 years ago, where if you take the right or wrong, I guess, kind of hit to the head, the body has a reflex, or it goes into what's called the fencing pose, where you pull your hands up in fists in front of you. Tua did that last night.
And his arms seized up.
Yeah, and that's evidence of, again, the worst kind of damage that can happen in a traumatic event like that. And the fact that they left him out there, hung him out to dry, is something that, I mean, the NFL, ever since all of the data about CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, have come out over the last few years. They've said, "Oh, we're going to do everything. We're redesigning the helmets. We're we're undertaking rules changes to protect the quarterback, and we're doing all of these things, and we want to stop CTE." For a while, they resisted even admitting it was real.
Sure,
but once they did, they said, "We've got to do something to stop this."
Yeah.
And then this happens.
Well, the NFL took a huge step backwards in all of the PR that they've been doing over the last, I don't know, decade or so, whatever it's been, saying, hey, you know, we're serious about this. And you know, they've even, if you want to talk about the wussification of America, they do almost treat these quarterbacks anymore with kid gloves.
Yeah.
As far as calling penalties, you know.
Yeah.
And you've heard the acronym stands for the No Fun League anymore, because I mean, my God, if you dare to touch Tom Brady, and you know, within a fraction of a second after he's released the ball, then you've got to, you know, there's got to be a penalty for that. But the NFL, I think, did a really good job of tricking the world into thinking that they were actually serious.
Okay.
Only to prove last night that they're not.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Well, can you take the actions of one team and extrapolate the whole league from that? Maybe you can. I mean, somebody let them do it. Somebody let those doctors allow, because we were talking about this with the sports guys next door earlier this morning. No player is ever going to take himself out of the game.
No. And we've already gotten some texts on that. Maybe he cheated his way through the protocol or demanded to play. That doesn't matter. I mean, if you have an employee who is sick, let's say they have the flu, okay? Here in the radio business is an example. If John Grayson has the flu, okay, but he talks into that microphone every day, and Scott Parks comes in at 2 o'clock and talks into that same microphone, and John Grayson knows that he has the flu, but man, Kansas City needs their news, and I am here to deliver it. I am demanding that you put me on the air, boss. Come on, I'm Johnny Grayson. Boss is the one who is responsible for telling you, I understand you want to be on the air. Of course you want to be on the air, but I am demanding that you stay home and get better.
I've got other people to protect. And I've got you to protect. And right, exactly. They never should have done it. And so what is the remedy? Other than, like you said, heads should have already rolled. They have not.
I don't know how the NFL, when, and I'm assuming that they knew that Tua was going to play last night, that he was going to start. And even if they didn't, when somebody from the NFL turned on the game last night, and I'm sure they did, how they didn't say, whoa, 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 stop this game. There is no way that 5 days after this guy gets up and he doesn't just stumble. He has to put both hands down on the ground to keep himself from falling onto the turf last week. And if you watch the replay of what happened against Buffalo, right before he stumbles to the ground and uses his hands to he literally is on all fours.
Yep.
To steady himself.
In that kind of bear crawl
just
pose.
Prior to that, did you see what he does?
Mm-mm.
When he gets up off the ground, he's kind of jogging. First of all, he looks like he doesn't know where he's jogging to.
Yeah.
Okay. And he probably doesn't. But if you look closely, you see him shake his head like this. He goes like that. And he's like, you know.
To shake the cobwebs out.
Yeah. Or get the stars to stop floating around his head, a la the cartoons when we were a kid. And right after he goes, that's when he falls to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly damaged. And yet 5 days later, they start him in a nationally televised game.
I think the worst part about all of that is floating that phony story about the back injury. That tells me that the team is involved in covering up what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody just texted in, and I think this is an interesting sidebar to the conversation. And if you want in on this, by the way, do. 913-586-7798. But said, what if he cheated his way through the concussion protocol? What if he knows the answers he's supposed to give and gives them?
Okay. Do we not have doctors on staff who would be wiser than that?
You would hope so.
Who would be able to tell?
And there are things, eye movements and things like that you can track. I mean, there are physical signs of a concussion rather than just. But I mean, I remember hearing there was an interview with Merrill Hodge, who was a Steeler, right?
He was a fullback for the Steelers back in the 90s.
And he gave an interview one time about concussions when all of this was coming out, about CTE and all of the rest of it. And they asked him how bad it had been, you know, how easy it was in the old days, because he said he remembered a game that he didn't remember the second half of, even though he played the second half of the game. He had no memory of the second half of the game. All he remembered is taking the hit that gave him the concussion. He was down on the turf on a frozen field in Pittsburgh. Coaches come out and they're like, do you know where you are? And he says, yeah, I'm in Tampa. And he's in Pittsburgh. It's freezing cold outside. And he says, yeah, I'm in Tampa. And they said, how do you know? He says, because I can hear the ocean. And they let him play the second half of that game, and he has no memory of it. So it's clear that things have gotten better, you know, but then something like this happens and it takes all of that and knocks it right in the teeth. And you just think, okay, nobody's paying attention to anything. Nobody's doing anything about this.
What do you do about it?
Well, what they're doing. I mean, the NFL has launched an investigation into this entire thing. I think that what their remedy is going to say a lot about whether or not everything has been nothing but hot air. If somebody doesn't lose a job over this, the NFL clearly does not care about its players. And that's when you look at guys. I mean, there was a series of them 3 or 4 years ago. And Tua, by the way, this is his third year in the league. Thank you, Colin, for looking that up.
Do you fire the coach, who, by the way, just coached his third game
yesterday? What did he know? Yeah, what did he know? How aware was he of what was going on? And you can easily look at that stumble in Buffalo and say, how could he not be? How could he not be 100% aware? So, yeah, if that's the case, yeah, I think you do.
All expense winning.
Yeah.
Really?
We'll do some talking with you about it. If you want to chime in, do that thing, 913-586-7798. You've heard what we have to say, and maybe you saw or at least saw some of the coverage of what happened following last night's game in Cincinnati. You should know, by the way, Tua was taken to University of Cincinnati Medical Center during the game last night after he took that hit. And walked out of there this morning. He was cleared and walked out of the hospital, pardon me, this morning and flew back to Miami with his team. Yep. So what meaning does that have? Well, I guess we will know a week from Sunday.
Wouldn't you think you would want to keep him over a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy laid on the turf last night for 10 minutes.
Unable to move. Yeah.
Okay.
More to come. John Grayson here with you. Scott Parks alongside. Colin running the controls today. Our football coach will bring him into this conversation too coming up. Stick with us on 98.1 KMBZ. To the phones as we continue on this Friday afternoon. Oh, man. I'm going to say Friday afternoon 4 or 5 more times because I just love the way it sounds. You know, Friday afternoon.
It's like a flower.
It's a balm. So, yeah, we were talking about what happened during the game last night between the Dolphins and the Bengals, which, granted, I know we don't have any particular investment in that game, but it's not about the game, which is kind of the point of all of this. It's that given all of the lip service that the NFL has given to reducing the number of concussions, what we saw was a guy who obviously suffered one 5 days ago, back out on the field, suffered another one, and it went very, very badly. So can you take them at their word at all? And what should happen as a remedy for all of this that the country saw go down over the space of 5 days and two games? We'll go to Jay in Gladstone to get us started on this one. Hey, Jay.
Good afternoon, Jamie and Grayson. I might be able to add a little context for you about the protocols, the concussion protocols.
Okay.
I work for a K-12, and if a K-12 can afford it, there's no way a major NFL team doesn't have the same type of software that is used to test the concussion protocols. And what they do is the athletes, before the season, they have to take a test, a baseline, and then if they're suspected of having a concussion, they take basically the same test again. And it's not about knowing the right answers, because that's not actually what it's testing. What it's doing is doing tracking of the mouse. So like you're moving towards the right answer. And do you have to like adjust at the last minute because you were off a bit? It actually tracks like the mouse movements to say, is your brain and body talking the same way they were before?
Okay.
Or are they, are they not communicating properly, meaning you have some, damage going on in your brain? And so there's no way to cheat your way through that test. You can't really fake how your hand and mind, are communicating.
Gotcha. So you're saying there's no way he could do that. Does that also mean that there's no way that anybody in the training staff or the coaching staff of the Dolphins could possibly have been fooled?
If they're using this kind of software, it's pretty much idiot-proof.
Okay.
Well, and I know, the old saying of if you make something idiot-proof, the universe creates better idiots. but I don't think that's necessarily the case this time.
I'm stealing that, by the way, but yes. Thank you. All right. Appreciate it. Jay, thanks very much. Scott and Colin, both you guys have both had experience with this concussion protocol thing. Colin, is somebody who is actively involved in coaching at that level, at the high school level, what do you know about this? Was he accurate in what he said?
So personally, from my experience, I have not seen that sort of thing yet. Granted, that's for the best that I haven't had to see that sort of thing yet, but that was new news to me on how they actually...
Well, what they're looking for?
Yeah, so my whole understanding and the training that I went through is more being able to recognize it and then being able to treat it on the field and then get them the proper help that they need to get them back on the field.
What do you look for? How do you recognize it?
So... Gosh, you looking at the Tua case, right, and what happened last night, you see him reach for his head, right? He obviously doesn't move, and that's not a good sign either. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's the hands to the head. It looks like he's trying to hold his head together at that point, if that sort of makes sense. There was another term that I saw this morning online with how his fingers were formed and how he was holding his hands, which I'm not a medical professional. I haven't heard that before, mm-hmm. but there was something along those lines as well. But keeping the head stay, like they did everything they needed to do on the field. They're the professionals and they did it from my point of view correctly, where they kept him stable. They didn't move his head, didn't move his neck, anything like that. And they wheeled him off. Right. But as far as that goes, that's on the trainers. That's on the doctors. Once they get off the field, I think my jurisdiction sort of not necessarily goes out the window, but I'm going to let them do their job.
Well, but having taken some of these same classes, or at least ones that were similar to what Colin's taken, yes, on everything he said, but they also teach you, in fact, they go almost to the point of being ridiculous, I would argue, in these concussion protocol info videos and stuff, the classes that you have to take, about being able to and willing to tell a player who is insisting to go back in, you're not going back in.
Yeah.
They were very clear about that. Even if you don't know for a fact that the player has a concussion, if you even remotely suspect it, you're to take them out of the game and leave them out of the game. And, you know, they have these dramatizations where the acting is absolutely as awful as you think it is, where the parent comes over and says something to the effect of, come on, coach. I mean, we've got scouts here from major colleges, and we're trying to get our
kid. You're going to ruin his future.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, and then the coach goes, well, Mr. Jones, I have to follow the rule. You know, the acting is awful. But the point is clear. The point is clear. If you take a player out because there is the possibility of a concussion, you're going to get a lot of blowback from the player, from his parents, from whomever, about putting him or her back in the game. Resist those calls to put the player back in.
Stick to your guns.
Yeah. Obviously, Miami didn't watch the video.
We'll get one more real quick on this before the bottom of the hour and bring in Tammy in Kansas City. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
What do you think?
Am I on air?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good afternoon.
It's all right. Afternoon.
My apologies. So I've watched the NFL my whole life. I'm a 50-plus woman. And about 10 years ago, when the CTE came about, we started learning more about it, I watched those games with just a different visual. I cannot hardly watch them anymore, knowing the effect that those hits are having on the players. But my biggest question is, without, you know, I can stop supporting the NFL, which doesn't, you know, no longer supports the players. But how shy of cancel culture, how do you influence such a large organization to prioritize the health and safety of their players?
Boy, if that isn't the $64,000 question, I don't know what is. You're right. I mean, I think all three of us, all four of us, Colin included, would call ourselves fans of the game. I love watching football. Mm-hmm. I watch football every time it's out. I was watching that game last night that I had no interest in whatsoever, which, by the way, was boring enough to watch.
It was
like watching paint dry. But I still watch. So, yeah, outside of us all turning our backs on the game, what's going to make them step up? I don't know. Tammy, I think you hit it, but do you have an answer to that?
I really don't. I mean, Everybody's influenced by money.
Yep.
And if you take the money away, you're taking away from the players too.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not saying they're not making progress, but they're not making progress quickly enough to support these players.
Yeah, we could have easily seen a guy lose his career and more last night. So, Tammy, thank you very much.
We may have.
Yeah,
no, we don't know that hasn't.
You're right. That's right.
I would only add on to that. The court of public opinion often renders very harsh verdicts. And I don't think that the answer is we'll stop going to games. That's not reasonable, and that's certainly not going to happen. You could say, well, I'm giving up my Chiefs season tickets and I'm never going to a Chiefs game because of the way that the NFL is treating concussion protocol. Somebody else is going to grab your
seat. Oh, yeah.
So,
Big time.
That's not going to work. They're still going to keep making all the money. But if there is enough public relations blowback, and there seems to be the start of that from what I've been able to deduce just watching way too much news this morning, that could force the NFL's hand.
We'll talk some more about it coming up. John Grayson here with you. That is Scott Parks. Colin running the controls, and we'll get back to your phone calls just ahead on 98.1 KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is into the final half hour for our week, but the good news about that is you get bonus. You get Dana and Parks right after 2 o'clock. Scott Parks in with us, so you get even more of a bonus. And we're talking about this concussion situation in the NFL. Last word on this, we're going to go. We got one more phone call to get to, and Colin, I know you wanted to say something about this entire situation as well.
Yeah, I think Scott brought up a great point about, you know, you go through these protocols in these tests and, you know, all that good stuff and the over dramatized videos and all that good stuff that are cheesy and hard to sit through and watch, to be honest. But, you know, what I think a lot of times, Scott brought up the point of coaches not having those players go out and having to make the decision to not put your players on the field.
Sit them down and stick to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's really hard because, I mean, I see how hard my guys work and I know the time that they put in, and to have to tell them you can't play because of something that could impact you for the rest of your life is really hard. But I think specifically talking at the high school age, a lot of times I feel like young athletes don't realize that 6 seconds on a football field could, and it's not just football, it could be basketball, cheerleading for that matter, baseball, anything, right? Soccer. That 6 seconds on a sports field could impact you for 40, 50, 60 years for the rest of your life.
And wasn't that true of everything we did when we were 17? Nobody was thinking, well, one day I'm going to be 55 and I might regret this.
No, but we're, I mean, with time comes wisdom.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't realize years and years ago that smoking was as awful as it really is. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, hell, you know, they used to sell cigarettes in vending machines, for God's sakes, on public streets.
They used to advertise cigarettes with the endorsement quotes from doctors. Well, you should smoke these cigarettes.
When
these
I smoke Camel No Filter.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah. Hey, but yeah, looking forward is not the best thing. It's not the thing that any of us is best at. We'll let Brad in Kansas City have the last word on this one. Brad, welcome in.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
All right. Tell us about it.
I think everyone so far has been really quick to assume that there's been some wrongdoing here, somebody has, you know, sidestepping the rules. I mean, to clear the concussion protocol, you know, they have to be cleared by an independent neurologist. And it is possible that he went through the concussion protocol and was cleared by everyone involved, including the neurologist, and just happened to have another bad hit to the head in this game. I mean, that's very possible. We don't if somebody did sidestep the rules and they didn't follow the concussion protocol, you know, as it should have been, then yeah, you know, there needs to be some consequences held, you know, handed out. And but I think with, you know, with the concussion protocol and the, you know, improvements in helmets, I believe the rate of, they were talking about on the game, I think last weekend, the rate of concussions in the NFL has gone down. But I think we're being really quick to assume that something bad happened here until we know all the facts.
All right. Brett, we say you would have the last word, and you indeed did. None of us is a doctor. I mean, we all saw what we saw during the Buffalo game. Could I guarantee you with my vast medical knowledge that that was a concussion? I believe that it was, but he's right. I mean, I can't say what happened in their offices during the concussion protocols.
Here's what I know. It wasn't a back injury.
Yes.
And I'm not saying he didn't injure his back, but the symptoms that he demonstrated after that hit against Buffalo was very concussion-like. It was not back injury-like. A back injury doesn't make you go with your head, doesn't make you fall to the ground woozy.
Yeah.
I mean, his legs gave out. Everything about what you saw against Buffalo screamed, this guy's bell has been rung.
Mm-hmm.
Not hit, this guy's back is out of whack.
Yeah, and why would you lie about it if you weren't trying to do exactly what you did, which was bring him back faster than you should have.
I mean, and to the previous caller's point, maybe everything to the letter was followed. Okay, well, maybe the rules are wrong.
Mm, good point.
And maybe the rules now need to be changed. The guy clearly, and I'm no doctor, but I'll play one on the radio for a minute. He suffered a concussion against Buffalo. Or at least he got his bell rung to put him right up against a concussion. Is it really smart to put this guy who's worth tens of millions of dollars to your team and possibly your franchise quarterback in the not too distant future? Is it really worth it to throw him out 5 days later in front of 11 guys who want to ring his bell again?
Let me give you the worst cynical answer to that question. Remember what you said about me giving up my season tickets and how somebody would come right up after me and grab them?
Yes.
They're playing the same gamble. Yeah, we might kill this kid, but there's another kid out there.
Yeah.
And that's miserable and horrible and awful and all of the rest of it.
I'm looking through the NFL's concussion protocol to see if there's an actual time limit where someone is expected or required to sit out in the NFL following a concussion. Again, I know it wasn't a concussion. It was a back injury. Okay.
Yeah.
And there is, what I can see, there are steps, but there are no time limits.
So it used to be 2 weeks and that you would have to sit out with a confirmed concussion.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, I believe it's gotten shorter, but I don't know the actual date.
Yeah,
it could be anywhere from 5 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah, and even at that, 5 days would have been the bare minimum between Sunday and last night. We'll let that be the last word on it again. We'll shut the door on this. Got a whole bunch more to talk about in the next segment of the show, including a little food news we'll get into, and one of history's most famous villains who is now asking to get out from behind bars. We'll get into that just ahead with Scott Parks, John Grayson here with you on a Friday afternoon on 98.1 KMBZ. Just a few minutes left to go with us and Scott Parks today, but you'll get him for the next 4 hours after that alongside Dana Wright. And John Grayson here with you. Are you a consumer, Scott Parks, of fast food?
Not usually.
Not usually? You try to stay away from it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard enough to even maintain this weight. I don't need to add any more to it.
I won't ask why you were looking at me when you said that, but it's okay. no, but see, I wish I could get away. I mean, my schedule is so screwy and I blame it on that, but it does. It's so bloody convenient to just stop and go through the drive-through and whatever. And so every time I see a fast food story, I wonder a little bit and I do a little reminiscing about the old days. Was there ever a time, because you spent a lot of time in Germany, and there wasn't as much of it over there at the time.
No, but, I mean, Listen, if I could get away with eating a McDonald's Big Mac every single day,
you would do it.
Of course I would.
Okay. But it's just, it's what it would do to you if you did it.
It's 550 calories I have to respond to later.
Right. So in to that end, Taco Bell made news, and I know you guys are going to talk about one of these stories in a little while, so I won't get into that one, but they made news twice today. One was for what I will not unveil. The other one was for, they're looking at, because of all of the furor over the Mexican pizza when they took it away and then brought it back, they're looking at, you know, back into the old days of their menu and saying, okay, what can we bring back
that will give people the runs?
Exactly. One of them that they're talking about is the double-decker taco, where you have a hard taco shell and then beans and then a soft taco shell with the taco inside it.
Right.
The other one is the enchirito, which has not been there in a very long time. That's just ground beef filling, a burrito wrap, enchilada sauce and cheese on top of it. And it's awesome.
Sounds great.
Right. It's very simple, very easy. But again, that was the old days. I haven't seen the enchirito on Taco Bell's menu in probably 30 years. But the one that they will not bring back, and I've, for the life of me, it's the most ridiculous name any fast food item has ever had on it. But they were outstanding. And they've been gone for even longer than that, is the Bell Beefer.
Have what?
I wish
the
I had
Bell
a
Beefer.
I wish I had a camera for the look on your face. Yes, the Bell Beefer. What the Bell Beefer was in Taco Bell's early iteration, because all they had at that point was a taco, a burrito. They might have had an enchilada or something like that. It was a very short, like a 6-item menu, and they had this thing called the Bell Beefer. And what it was a taco meat sloppy Joe. It was on a burger bun with the regular Taco Bell taco meat with the seasoning and all of that stuff loose, not like in a patty. And then the lettuce, and it was like if you took a taco and then just put it on a burger without the taco shell. And it was awesome. I mean, I don't know why. I guess I've always loved sloppy Joes, but when you put that taco seasoning in it, it just made it great. And I thought, and they haven't, it's been gone for now, who knows how long.
Why don't they call it the taco burger?
I don't know, because it was the 70s, and they thought Bell Beefer sounded vaguely Mexican. I don't know.
Bell Beefer doesn't sound Mexican.
I know it doesn't. But yeah, that's what they called it, and I guess all of the flack that they were going to take over the there's a lot you could do with that name. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But is there an item that is gone from the fast food menus that you wish was back?
Not a food item. I wish that, and I think we've talked about this before, like several months ago. Mm-hmm. I wish McDonald's would bring back the damn Star Wars glasses that they used to have in the early 80s.
Yes, we
that?
Did. Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't want to go to eBay and spend like $800. Well, I just wish they would bring back like the Empire Strikes Back glasses from the 80s.
Yeah, and it's funny because they just said yesterday they're going to start doing these adult Happy Meals.
Yeah, but it, like one of the gifts or toys is like a four-eyed monster.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Right. It's just figurines of the old McDonald Land characters, Grimace and all of the rest of them. But yeah, and they've got four eyes for some reason. I don't know what that's all about. But if you want to go nostalgia, go full on nostalgia, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, okay, adults remember getting Happy Meals now. We were old enough. The Happy Meal is old enough that we remember getting Happy Meals when we were kids.
That's right, I remember.
So, you know, do that. But if you're going to do that, bring back our awesome toys, too, and the glasses and all of the rest of that
stuff. Just make the glass thicker this time so I don't break it.
There was a place we had one of when I was in Tampa as a kid. That was, I think it was a Chicago chain called Brown's Chicken. You familiar at all?
Heard the name. I don't think I've ever eaten there.
The chicken was mediocre. It's fried chicken. Fried chicken's like pizza and sex. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good. So there's really not much you can do to screw up fried chicken, but it wasn't great fried chicken. Right. What I went to Brown's Chicken for, they had deep fried breaded and deep fried mushrooms that were just off the chain. And that if there's anything that I miss, that I don't even know if any Brown's chickens are still around. There were a couple in Chicago that hung on for a million years. But if I found out they were there and I went to Chicago, I would make a trip to Brown's Chicken just to get those mushrooms back.
There's a Brown's Chicken. Might be one here in town.
No.
No, never mind. Sorry.
Don't do that to me. That was cruel.
The chain. Okay, Brown's Chicken does have 23 restaurants left.
Okay.
All of them are in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
According to its website.
I thought it was a Chicago chain. They may all be in the Chicago area for that matter.
They might be. I'll have to look it up. But okay. Yeah, there are 23 left. I moved around so much as a kid. The one thing that I wish, and maybe this is just pure nostalgia coming through on my part.
Yeah.
But when we lived down in Fort Hood, there was a pizza place I remember. It was pizza place on one side, arcade on the other.
Oh, I hope you're talking about Shakey's.
I'm talking about a place called Mr. Gaddy's.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a Mr. Gaddy's in Nashville still.
Okay. And it was, you know, when you had graduated from Chuck E. Cheese, you went to Mr. You know.
Yeah.
So, like, it was anything 12 and over, you went to Mr. Gaddy's instead of Chuck E. Cheese. And you would, you know, I'm sure the pizza was terrible. Probably tastes like cardboard. I have no mm-hmm. idea. But then you would go in the other room and play Tron, Star Wars, and Defender.
Yes.
And Space Invaders and all that. Just from a nostalgia point of view, I wish just for one day I could go back into a Mr. Gaddy's.
Nashville. Next time you go to Nashville, it's south of town. It's not in the middle of everything, but yes, there is still at least one there. Have you ever been to a Shakey's?
Never even heard of a Shakey's.
Shakey's Pizza was kind of the same thing, but Shakey's Pizza was more at the end of your little league year when you were having your banquet when everybody got their trophies. You went to Shakey's to do that. You know, it was kind of right. Like it wasn't a little kid place. They did have the arcade games, but you would also see like teenagers on dates go to Shakey's a lot. And that pizza, I mean, for lousy chain pizza was actually pretty good. But yeah, it was that same kind of thing. They had the glass chandeliers that said Shakey's on the outside of them and stained glass and all of that. It was just, yeah, that sort of thing. That I would absolutely love to have.
Mr. Gaddy's, by the way, is expanding.
Are they really?
They have 120 locations in the country, but they had unprecedented franchise sales in 2020 and 2021.
Awesome. Good. Well, hey, come here. Look, if Patrick Mahomes can get Whataburger here, then I still have absolutely no sway at all. But I would love to see a Brown's Chicken come down or a Mr. Gaddy's. Either one I would be fine with. We were going to go to the phones, and both of our calls just dropped at the same time. But what we have on the text line, let's see.
Shakey's was here, it says, back in the 70s.
Were they? Okay.
But they're gone now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I think the only Shakey's left are in California. There are still some, and I don't think they started there. I think Shakey's started in Minneapolis.
Was it kind of like the high school hangout that you would see like in a Fast Times at Richmond High
yes.
or something. Okay.
Exactly. And the pizza wasn't thick crust like Sicilian, but it wasn't New York thin either. It was kind of somewhere in the middle. And the sauce was great. I mean, maybe it's just, you know, rose colored glasses looking at the past, but still, I would go eat at a Shakey's anytime. What else is coming in?
Taco Bell had a taco light. What? What's the point?
Yeah, really. If you're going to get a Taco Bell taco, you go with it.
You only go to Taco Bell when your local convenience stores have run out of X-Lax. Let's be honest.
And they're still trying to get me to go to In-A-Tub. They have fried mushrooms too. I still have not done the In-A-Tub thing. Have you had those with the cheese? It's got some kind of powdered cheese on it or something.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, I guess. But you would be surprised. I mean, people swear by that stuff. And apparently they have deep fried mushrooms as well. They cannot be as good as the ones at Brown's Chicken. They just can't.
Man, you're like in love with Brown's Chicken, I'm weirdo.
Just the mushrooms, man. I'm a mushroom guy. I like mushrooms. So what are you going to do? Somebody else said they collected the Smurf glasses from Hardee's in the 80s. Yes, I remember those.
Yep.
And the Lighthouse glasses from Red Lobster. Didn't you have to get booze with that? Wasn't that like you order the Fintuzler or whatever and you get to keep the glass?
Where? At Red Lobster?
At Red Lobster, yeah.
I have no idea. We never went to Red Lobster. I'm telling you, if we wanted seafood when I was a kid, uh-huh. there was only one place to go.
Okay.
It was Long John Silver's.
Oh, attaboy. Now, did you not have a Captain D's, or was that just like beneath you?
Even if we did, and I'm sure we did because I've seen Captain D's all my life, my dad would only dine at Long John Silver's.
Nothing but the best.
It was fine fish dining.
If you don't have little squidgy things all over the bottom of your plate to eat after the fish is
by
gone.
By the way, are probably horribly bad for you.
they're good. It's deep fried breading. Of course it's bad for you.
Man.
Scott Parks, you are a mensch. Thank you so much for coming in and hanging out and having some fun with us on a Friday afternoon.
I always enjoy it.
Can't wait to hear what you've got for us as we prepare for the big flight tonight. So we'll do that thing. And Dana and Parks coming up next. Make sure you stick around. The next 4 hours are going to be absolutely brilliant. And I do believe it's a Festivus Friday, so stick around for that as well. And 98.1 KMBZ.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.